The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. I think the situation with Naaman in the first reading is kind of interesting. He's got leprosy, so he goes to Israel to be healed, and when he's told all you have to do is go down in the River Jordan 7 times and be healed, he does not want to do it because it's like too easy. How can that really heal leprosy? At that time, there was no really cure for leprosy. Yet he was convinced by his servant by saying, look, you know, if he gave you to do something difficult, probably you would have done it. But is it just because it's easy you're not willing to do it? So he listens to reason and goes into the river 7 times and he's cleansed. I think a lot of times we feel the same thing about things when they're too easy, we don't think that they're gonna work. We think that things have to be difficult and hard for us in order to have an impact or an effect. One of those situations is when we go to confession. So you go to confession, you tell the priest your sin, and usually your penance is one Our Father or one Hail Mary. And a lot of times we're thinking, really? Is that like, how's that gonna do anything? Well, the penance is not a punishment for your sin. The penance is a reminder of you that you have been your relationship with God has been reestablished, and now you're his son, your daughter, and you can call God our Father. We are supposed on our own to make up for our penance, for our sins. If something that we can correct, then we should correct it. Maybe we hurt someone but never told them we're sorry. Maybe we lied and we make up for it by telling the truth. But the penance is a reminder to you that God has forgiven you, because the price of our sins, Jesus paid on the cross. That's why he is our Savior. He saved us from the consequences of our sinful actions. We don't have to worry about it if we are sincere. Because a lot of times we like Naaman, well, you know, we go to confession, but really we don't have the intention of changing our ways, of doing better, of loving as God loves us to do. Another thing that reading points out to us is sometimes sin is not just doing bad things. Sin is not doing what God asks us to do. Through the prophet Elisha, God asked Naaman to do a very simple thing. To trust him so the power of God may be seen. It's not about Elisha or about Naaman. It's about God, his power of healing. And a lot of times, God, we know God is asking us to do something, but we're saying no to God. Or we never ask God what he wants to do for us. As you get older, you're faced with more bigger decisions in your life, and you will listen to your parents, to your teachers, to your friends. But did you ever turn to Jesus, ask him what he thinks you should do? Again, it's like shutting someone who can really give us the best advice. And Jesus doesn't only give us the advice, but he also helps us to to do the words that he's shared with us, that he's given to us. So as we can prepare, pretty soon you will be going to confession, as we do that every Lenten season. Begin to think in what areas you really kind of didn't listen to Jesus because they didn't seem relevant to you or important to you or too easy, and how you can become a better listener to God's word through Jesus.